WCVE Public Radio, you're listening to Morning Edition. And as always on Monday mornings, Brian Ford of RBC Wealth Management joins us for his analysis of the business news. Hello there, Brian.
Hi, Wayne. Best wishes on your pledge this week.
Well, thank you very much. All right. January has gone down as the best January on record on the stock market, right?
Well, almost. It's
in 20 years at least, right?
Yeah, about 20 years. I would call that pretty strong. It's been a while. January was up very strongly for the stock market, up nearly 6% so far for this year. Now, be honest. Raise your hand out there if you predicted that the stock market would be up 1,000 points in January after the gloom of the fiscal cliff discussions not just a few weeks ago. Not many, I suspect, Wayne. But there is a high correlation between a good January and the rest of the year, like 90% correlation. So do we have a mega year in front of us? Well, I'm not so sure. Two of the last 3 years of that correlation have not worked out so perfectly, so we shall see. But this burst of enthusiasm lately is not without explanation. The January jobs report came in better than expected on Friday, up about 150,007 jobs. The unemployment did tick up about a tenth of a point, not too surprising. Corporate earnings are hanging in there pretty well, and the Fed keeps pumping the pure oxygen stimulus into the market every single month. Not surprisingly, Wayne, this surged above 14,000 for the Dow, which, by the way, is just a whisker below the all-time high set in 2007, has caused many retail investors, real people, to become bold and dive back in right now. Well, is it the right time? That remains to be seen, but I can tell you this, money flow is flowing heavily into the stock market right now through mutual funds.
Well, the best month for stocks in at least 20 years, but a bad month for bonds, right?
Yeah, that's true. Great month for stocks, not so much for bonds. Government bond holders were down about 2% for the month, which you may say doesn't sound too bad, not too much. However, that's about a year or more's worth of interest, and interest rates are so low right now. People are holding bonds at 1 and 2 and a little bit over 2%. It reminds me of that famous movie Groundhog Day with Bill Murray. Do you remember that one?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Investors now are pensively waiting to see what our current modern-day groundhog, which is the Fed's Ben Bernanke, want to know when he looks at the economy, does he see a shadow of inflation? Does that mean 6 more weeks, 6 more months, 6 more years of low interest rates? Clearly, bond traders have been very nervous the past few weeks as government bond prices have gone down sharply. Investors are clamoring to get out of certain government bonds. It's kind of an odd thing because the bullishness of people in stocks, you know, belies the question, what could go wrong? Well, rising long-term interest rates could easily cut off cheap financing for businesses and, you know, put a strangle on the newly resurgent housing market. Wayne, people often overlook the fact that the bond market is much larger than the stock market, about triple the size, and most money has been going into bond funds for the past 4 years. So this is a situation we'll monitor closely.
What's going on in the tech industry? Dell is going private. What's that all about?
Yeah, that was an interesting headline that came across the wire services. Interesting story from the technology world that bears looking into. Dell Computer is looking to go private. Yes, that's right. The company that pioneered direct selling of personal computers to retail customers nearly 30 years ago is changing its strategy big time. Dell, as you know, was a perennial leader in the selling of PCs for a long time and began to make big inroads into corporate sales and server business over the past 10 years or more. But, Wayne, here's the bigger story. PCs are having their lunch eaten by the sales of smartphones and tablets these days. That's where all the programming, design, marketing, and not to mention profits are going into now. Dell's not alone in the tech business of changing horses midstream. For decades, companies that were formerly on top faced the brutal pace of innovation that can change industries on a dime. The word is that Dell may go private and taken off the stock market as early as this week. It kind of goes against the trend of so many social media companies right now that have been making big, splashy IPOs the past 2-3 years, only to see things fizzle out. I guess the lesson here, Wayne, is sometimes the crown weighs heavily.
Hmm. Well, after that great January for stocks, there's also a report that there was a negative gross domestic product month. That sounds contradictory, doesn't it?
That is worth talking about. Let's talk about the fact, Wayne, that it was there was a report last week that the U.S. economy actually lost ground and showed a negative number for the most recent quarter. That was the fourth quarter of 2012. Now, this is not just the slow, plodding, new normal 2% type of growth that we've seen the past few years, but an honest-to-goodness negative number, which the U.S. has not posted since early 2009. That was when the recession officially ended. Now, normally, this would be the time when, Wayne, you would cue some dark, ominous Darth Vader type of music about the beginning of the next recession. But actually, once you look inside the numbers, it doesn't look so bad. For example, it is true that government spending was way down in the quarter, and that hurt the figures. Why? Because preparing for the fiscal cliff and pullback in Iraq and Afghanistan. Also, companies did not replenish their inventories of goods as aggressively as normal. However, consumer spending ticked up a little bit more than expected. And most importantly, what we call capital expenditures, which is a fancy way for saying spending by businesses, was up over 12% for the quarter. Wayne, that is a big number, and it shows confidence in the future because typically businesses would not make that investment. If anything, it would pay off. Now, economists do expect the government spending cuts, which also goes by the name sequestration, to affect things further. But it may be more than made up by replenishing inventory supplies. So it is still likely the U.S. will see a positive overall growth for 2013, with the second half being much stronger.
Brian Ford of RBC Wealth Management joins us each Monday morning here on WCVE's broadcast of Morning Edition to analyze the business and financial news. Brian's report is not a research recommendation for any particular company and does not provide legal or tax advice.